On the third floor in the Capitol Rotunda building, members of NASA stood around a booth on the left and members of Florida Space Day at a booth on the right. Though slightly separated by a few feet between them, the two groups share the same goal of spaceflight. The Florida Space Day group is made up of private sector companies.
We have 31 companies represented.
That's Don White, chairman of Florida Space Day and general manager at Astrotech Space Operations. He says the space industry is a great way for the state to move onwards and upwards.
We think that our goals and objectives are in alignment with the governor's to bring in business to our state, high-paying jobs, and the aerospace industry has been contributing for years towards that.
And it's right up Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll's alley, too. Carroll is the chairwoman of the state-run organization promoting the space industry, Space Florida. She met with members of the Florida Space Day group Wednesday morning at the Capitol. Shifting a few feet to the left, Trent Smith with NASA's Commercial Crew Program says they're not so much a part of Florida Space Day, but rather thinks it's a good time to showcase where the agency is and where it's going.
I don't know about promoting it, but we're here to really inform the public, staff, members, what NASA's doing.
That's including, but not limited to, the astronaut program, robotics like the Mars Curiosity rover, and always developing new satellites and probes. And it's not to say they're distant from the private sector. With NASA's shuttle program over, American astronauts travel on Russian rockets to reach space. Smith's commercial crew program wants to change that, using American commercial rockets on American soil.
We actually have three partners, SpaceX. They want to fly astronauts on their Falcon 9 rocket. And then Sierra Nevada Corporation, they have a Dream Chaser. We have a Boeing with the CST-100 capsule and launch on an Atlas V.
But to do everything everyone wants to do requires a lot of manpower and even more brain power. Both NASA and the Florida Space Day Group made the case for STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, education useful to the space industry. So on the same day, NASA astronaut Bob Cabana visited Cobb Middle School in Tallahassee, Florida.
Remember, when you leave here, go home, tell your mom and dad, tell all your friends, NASA's doing great things and I want to be a part of that NASA team because we need you.
He and other NASA employees delivered the message to the kids what the groups at the Capitol are delivering to the politicians. They believe space is the future, and to get there, you need to start now. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.